Let us pray. You will keep whoever's mind is steadfast in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. King Jesus, you bring perfect peace. When storms rage and chaos ensues, I can lean on you to steady my mind. I know life is filled with trouble, and there is no escaping it. But this I also know with confidence. My God is for me, and never against me. I choose to stand firm in you, pressing forward with perseverance when life gets hard. You are my strength, and I am led by your Spirit. Remind me that you are my peace when anxious thoughts lead my mind astray. I am so grateful for my oneness with you. Thank you that in all things, my life can glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Their visit to Bethlehem was not a homecoming. Everywhere they turned, they were rejected.
As they entered the city, Mary began to feel the pains of labor. Joseph rushed door to door trying to find a place for the two of them to stay, but the census had brought far too many people.
Take a moment to immerse yourself in the chaos of this event. It was not a silent night. Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Farley, and welcome to another Christmas episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. We've embarked on a journey together on the road to Christmas. The path leading up to Christ's birth was not an easy one. There was drama and danger that required faith to press forward. But out of the chaos, the Prince of Peace was born. Today, we join Mary and Joseph on the road between Nazareth and Bethlehem. The voyage wouldn't have been easy for anyone, especially a young woman who was 9 months pregnant and her concerned husband.
It was late, and the night sky was painted with bright stars. Joseph looked up at the vastness of the universe. He felt small sitting under the galaxies and thought about the great plans of God. Then he looked down to see Mary lying on her side under the blankets. Joseph stroked her hair and covered her shoulders with the covers. They were on their way to Bethlehem for the census. Joseph had wed Mary despite his doubts. It hurt at first when he saw that she was with child, but the Lord was faithful and visited him in a dream. He told him of how Mary became pregnant. Joseph went from overwhelming heartbreak to overwhelming gratitude. "Why did the Lord choose me?" he thought to himself. He was honored and felt the intense responsibility of caring for the Son of God and his mother. He sat up all night, determined to protect her and the unborn child. In just a day's time, they would be in Bethlehem, the birthplace of David. It was where Joseph's family was from. He looked at his wife, filled with tender love for her and the baby living within. She would give birth any day now, and Joseph knew time was running out to get into Bethlehem.
The census was not voluntary. Not only was it mandatory, but it came at the worst time for the newlyweds. Mary was struggling through the final stages of pregnancy, and Joseph was still wrapping his head around the new role that God had for him. The road to Bethlehem from Nazareth was a 90-mile journey. An average traveler would have taken anywhere between 4 to 5 days. But for a pregnant woman, Joseph didn't take any chances. They probably carved out a week for the journey, making frequent stops for Mary to rest. Joseph was a stonemason from Nazareth, so they probably didn't have enough money to lodge somewhere every night. They most likely camped under the stars in the wilderness, occasionally accompanied by other travelers on the road. As the small city of David crested above the horizon, Mary began to feel the pangs of childbirth.
The sun peeked its head above the valley, and Mary awoke gracefully to the sound of chirping birds. She watched as Joseph was already packing the donkey for the journey. She saddled up and rode as Joseph walked beside them. After a full day's journey, the couple could see Bethlehem in the distance. As they entered the city, Mary began to feel the pains of labor. Joseph rushed door to door trying to find a place for the two of them to stay, but the census had brought far too many people.
Let's pause and speculate for a moment. Mary and Joseph were descended from David, making Bethlehem the place their whole family needed to report for the census. It's very likely that parents, siblings, cousins, and distant relatives were also staying in Bethlehem. It's even more likely that they had distant relatives or friends of the family lodging right there. But their visit to Bethlehem was not a homecoming. Everywhere they turned, they were rejected. When Mary and Joseph needed help the most, they were turned away. There was no room for them or the precious child about to be born. This event gives us a glimpse into the social rejection that Mary and Joseph endured due to this pregnancy. Years later, Jesus would go on to say,
"The foxes have holes and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Matthew 8:20.
Take a moment to immerse yourself in the chaos of this event. It was not a silent night. Imagine Joseph carrying Mary in his arms, begging for people to let them in, but every door was closed. Friends and family rejected them, and Mary's cries of pain, harmonized with Joseph's pleas for help, fell on deaf ears. For those who know the entire story of Jesus, the chaos of this event takes us forward in time to a raging storm where waves billowed against the side of Jesus' boat.
The winds tore against the sails. There was a sharp whistle coming from the north and south of the sea. The two winds collided against one another in the middle of the waters. It was as if the disciples were caught in the middle of a cosmic war. The waves thrashed, and the rain began to drum against the boat. James and Andrew leaned both their bodies against the rudder to keep it in place as Peter and John tied in the sails. The others desperately emptied the boat of water, but to no avail. The ship would sink in minutes if the wind and rain did not cease. Jesus was still sleeping soundly at the bottom of the boat. Simon looked down at Jesus, astonished that someone so powerful could sleep through such a nightmare. "Master!" he yelled. The boat was jolted by a wave, and Simon was sent tumbling into the side of the boat. He crawled to the small space where Jesus was sleeping and shook him awake. Master, do you not care that we are perishing?
Mary and Joseph may have been asking the same thing. Doesn't anybody care? Doesn't God care? One small act of kindness is all Mary and Joseph needed. Finally, after searching the whole city for a place to stay, they were given refuge among sheep and goats.
They finally knocked on the door of an inn. Although there was no room for them, they had a stable where the animals slept. So Joseph and Mary settled there. As the sun was setting over the western horizon, Mary's screams echoed throughout the cave-like stable. The pain was unbearable, and the animals were stirring as they watched her labor. Joseph was beside Mary the whole time, unwavering in his devotion to her. Just as the sun finished its descent, the sound of a baby's cries filled the stable.
Out of the chaos, God brought peace through Jesus. The light of the world had come, and the storm subsided as the two lovers beheld the newborn Son of God. Years later, Jesus would calm a different storm and restore peace.
Jesus looked, stood up, and walked towards the front of the boat. The wind howled like a mighty titan. The disciples were tossed all around the boat from the waves, but Jesus' feet were sturdy as he marched. The wind whipped at his back and the rain fell down like gravel. Jesus looked at the storm like an adversary. The waves were relentless and smashed against the bow to rock Jesus overboard. God's hero stood firm. He stretched out his hand and said, "Hush now, be still." He spoke to the wind and waves like disobedient children. Like a lion finally tamed, the wind and waves subsided and calmed. The sun peered in through the dark clouds, and the sea became still as glass. The scattered rays of light fell on Jesus' face. He closed his eyes and breathed in deeply.
The presence of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, can bring you an abundance of peace in every aspect of your life. Through Jesus, you have total peace with God. He's reconciled you to the Father through His sacrifice on the cross. Your sins are completely forgiven, and you stand in the grace of God, not under the burden of the law. In Christ, you have a new heart that aligns with God's desires, bringing you peace and harmony with Him. As God's beloved child, you can rest assured that His peace is always with you. The Holy Spirit, who dwells within you, produces the fruit of peace in your life. So, this Christmas season, may you embrace the peace that Jesus offers and find comfort in His indwelling presence. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. Follow the podcast so you can learn the Bible in this entertaining and inspiring way. Download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.